On Community Conversation, we're going to be starting up with the brand new upcoming season with the Iderian Symphony Orchestra. And I'm happy to welcome back again for the new season, Executive Director of the Iderian Symphony Orchestra, Libby Watson. Libby, welcome back.
Thanks, Dale. I hope you've had a good summer. It's good to be back here.
Oh, it's good to have you back. And yes, I have. And also the conductor and music director of the ASO, Bruce Kiesling. Bruce, it's good to have you back, too.
It's fantastic to be back here. Definitely looking forward to talking about our upcoming season.
Absolutely. And it looks like we're going to have another excellent season on hand, Libby.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. We're going to open the season on Sunday, October 9th, with a classical concert. And we're following a similar concert formula that we've had the last few years with a couple classical concerts, a big holiday concert, some exciting pops concerts to look forward to. Bruce will talk in detail about all the concerts that we have planned. But it's going to be a really great one coming back again, bringing the audience back together. We're looking forward to that opening night coming here really soon.
Absolutely. And season tickets are still available?
Season tickets are available. We have a couple different packages that are available. If you've never been a season subscriber before, we have a killer deal available for you. That's four concerts for the price of two. So it's a great deal to come in, test out the orchestra, see what you think. We think you're going to be amazed and delighted.
Oh, yeah.
But we want to get you in there. And so we've deeply discounted those tickets for first-time subscribers. And then we have two other packages for returning subscribers or new. Four is not enough concerts. You're welcome to come to more. We have Pick 5, where you pick five concerts over the course of the season, or an all-for-one, where you get every concert for the season. Single tickets are now also available. All of this information is on our website, which is adriansymphony.org, or you can call our office. That's 517-264-3121.
How much excitement was this of putting a brand new season together, Bruce?
Well, one of my favorite things we get to do is, you know, choose all the pieces. And of the many jobs that I do as music director, certainly choosing the selections that are not only my favorite pieces, but things that I really think our community here in Iderian is going to love the chance to go to see. So you'll hear seven concerts. We're going to give a quick overview of these seven programs. But the big theme of our season this year is actually the year of the Concertmaster. And the Concertmaster is a specific to the orchestra, kind of a very special thing. And if you've ever been to a symphony concert, you may have noticed that at the very beginning, even before the conductor comes out, a violinist comes out on stage. And everyone applauds, the violinist bows, turns around, the oboe plays a note, and everybody in the orchestra tunes to that note. And some people ask me, they're like, well, what's the deal with that person? You know, who is that? Why are we clapping for them separately? Why do they get their own special bow? And the short answer to that is that, the American style of a concert is that the orchestra is mostly there on stage. So if you come into the hall, get your seat maybe 10 minutes early, almost everybody in the orchestra is already out on stage. They're kind of what I call noodling. So they're kind of warming up. They're playing. They might be chit-chatting a little with some friends, looking at some spots of the music coming up. But they're just kind of playing a little bit, you know, getting going. So because of that, the orchestra doesn't make an entrance that the audience is allowed to sort of applaud for. You know, when I come out, everybody's, yay, the conductor's here. Like, that's great. That's very nice. But the orchestra, who's playing all the music up there, they don't have the chance to make a big entrance in that sense. So one of the reasons that we have the Concertmaster come on is they are the proxy for all of the players. So in that sense, when the Concertmaster enters and you applaud, you're actually applauding for everybody. And so that's their big entrance. And then the other thing that people will notice is that at the end of usually each piece, I shake the Concertmaster's hand.
Yes.
So it's a long tradition that the conductor will, when I come out, I shake the Concertmaster's hand. After each piece, I shake the Concertmaster's hand. And that is, and I often say this, I remind this of two orchestras, I'll say, when I'm shaking her hand, I'm shaking all of your hands. I just don't have time to go around and do that. So it's not that necessarily this is the best player in the orchestra. Usually they are one of the finest, but basically when I'm shaking their hand, I'm shaking all of your hands.
Yeah.
And so when we applaud for the Concertmaster, we're really welcoming the entire ensemble to the stage. But the role sometimes goes more than that. It's definitely an artistic partner for me, so sometimes a liaison between myself and the players. Maybe if there's something that the players want, say, you know, I wish that Bruce would look at me at this one spot. Sometimes they may not feel comfortable asking me directly, so some questions will come up through the Concertmaster. And they also are the chair of the string departments too. So they'll work with the other string principal players to decide some of the details of articulation and dynamics and bowing for sure. So definitely it's a multifaceted job being a concertmaster. And so we have a new concertmaster that we're welcoming to the orchestra, Michael Romans. He's just been named the concertmaster. He played a couple of concerts. Last year we had kind of an audition season, so we had several different concertmasters come in and play four different people. We tried out four different people in the role, and we were really pleased not only for myself, because he was my first choice, but also the players, they got to elect their first choice too. So we got some input from multiple constituencies, and everyone agreed that Michael was a great fit for us and for the community and for the music that we're playing. So we're really excited to welcome him. And the first concert, as we dig in, it really is a showcase for him, because the first piece on the main work on our first program is Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. And if people think, well, that just sounds like a foreign name, that's actually a person's name.
Oh, okay.
And she is one of the most famous characters in literature history, because Scheherazade is the narrator of 1001 Arabian Nights.
Oh.
So people that know Arabian Nights, if you've seen Aladdin and the 40 Thieves, like that, that's one of the stories from the Arabian Nights. Sinbad the Sailor, that's one of those stories as well. So basically the story is that Scheherazade was in a harem of a sultan, and this sultan, when he was a young man, his heart was broken by a woman that he was madly in love with when he was very young, and he was so distraught, and he was like, I never want to feel like that again. So a rather spoiled child, he grew up, and he thought, well, the way to make sure that I'm never hurt again is I will marry a woman. And but then the next day, before she has the chance to hurt me, I will have her put to death.
Oh, geez.
And I'll marry a different woman the next day. Right? Terrible. This is what happens with royalty, right? Right? When you are indulged every whim, this is what he thought was a logical solution.
Yeah.
Now, certainly, word got around in his harem of what was going to happen to them. So when Scheherazade's turn came up, Scheherazade is a very bright lady. And so she says, hey, I know where this is going. But she said, before we go to bed tonight, let me tell you a story.
Oh.
And so it was a very good story. But it went on and on. They were both, she and the sultan were getting very tired. And he said, you got to cut to the end. Like, I'm tired. I got to go. And she said, well, this is, there's still some of the story to go. He said, well, I'm very tired, And she said, well, I'll tell you what. What if I finish the story tomorrow night?
Ah.
And he said, well, okay, this is a very good story, so I'll wait tomorrow night. Now, you might have already guessed that this goes on for more than one night, more than one week, several months. It actually stretches into about 3.5 years, which is about 1001 nights.
Yeah.
And that's the idea of where we get this, because at the end of those 1001 nights, the sultan realizes, this has been ridiculous. I'm madly in love with this incredible woman who tells a great story. And so that's kind of how this story ends. But the piece that we're going to play has four movements, and each of the movement takes on one of the most colorful stories. So we have four little vignettes that are musical responses to these favorite stories. And the best part is that Scheherazade herself makes an appearance in each of the movements. And that is with our concertmaster making his debut with us officially as the concertmaster. And he will play the role of Scheherazade as she's kind of spinning out these stories. And so there's a theme that recurs every time he plays a little solo, like, here comes the story. And sometimes you can hear that, she's very confident. She's like, oh, have I got a story for you tonight? Remember where we were yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out they had a twin brother. And, something like that.
Yeah.
Other times you feel her sort of saying, oh, God. Gosh, what am I going to come up with tonight? I feel like I'm out of ideas. When I go, well, let's see. So there's different characters in the different movements, and then she kind of gets into the story where the rest of the orchestra joins in. It's a very famous piece, really exciting. And the other thing that's really of note throughout the season, you'll hear that many of our guest artists, they are concertmasters of their own in some of the great orchestras of our country.
Wow.
So on that first concert, we have Kim Kaloyanidis Kennedy, and she is one of the concertmasters for the Detroit Symphony.
Oh, wow.
She'll be coming out and playing with us. So we'll go through the other concerts a little quicker. I wanted to give that's so exciting, and our big debut of our new concertmaster here,
yes.
Michael, as well as these guest artists. So as we look ahead to November, then we move to the music of Tchaikovsky and his second symphony. I always say Tchaikovsky's has a great fourth, fifth, and sixth symphony. We've played all of those symphonies since I've been here.
Yeah.
But the second symphony is particularly special. It's one of the really, really good, lesser known works. of Tchaikovsky. And this was inspired by folk songs that his grandfather used to sing to him. So it's very light and really delightful. It's not really heavy. Some of Tchaikovsky's work is very heavy. Great, of course, but a little on the heavy side. This is not. It's light and delightful and just a really wonderful piece. And our guest artist for that program is Martin Chalaforsch. He is the concertmaster of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, one of the great orchestras in our country,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, yes. Wow.
So we're excited about that program. And the other thing that's of note in October is we'll have a composer with us, Dai Wei. She is a Chinese-American composer. And not only does she write for orchestras, she also writes in a genre called mandopop, which is Mandarin music it's popular music in China written in Mandarin. So like K-pop is Korean popular music. Yeah. Mandopop is the Chinese equivalent of that. So she writes some of that, has sold hundreds of thousands of albums in that genre, but also writes some classical music as well. And so we're glad to have her. She'll be coming out from Princeton, where she's doing her doctorate, and she'll come out and talk to us about this piece called The Dancing Moonlight.
Oh, wow. Wow. I think really some things to look forward to, that's for sure. And that's just the first two that we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. We really like to start off with a bang on those first two concerts.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we turn to December and our favorite holiday concert. And that's really become a big tradition here in Adrian, that it's kind of a catch-all. So we have lots of different choirs, youth choirs, high school choirs, college choirs, adult choirs. We've had all of them as guest artists on this program. And they basically, it's their chance to come and sing with the orchestra. We always get a great crowd for this program. So we have a little bit of everything. You know, for me, the holiday season is so much about that great music. You're here at our radio station. Oh. You know how to pull out those great charts. And it just seems like that music is really timeless. And it can take us back to, you know, whether we grew up in the 70s or the 80s or the 50s or the 60s or even after the millennium, there's holiday music that really resonates for us all. And we try to include a variety. So no matter what your age is, that you can come and enjoy some holiday music. That concert's a little shorter. We don't take an intermission, so the whole thing's over in less than 90 minutes because it's a great chance for families to come hear the orchestra together, see maybe their mom or their grandparents or their children up there singing in a choir with the orchestra. And we have some soloists, too, who come and do some adult contemporary Christmas as well as a little bit of religious Christmas stuff, too. So, again, a little bit of everything in that great program and great program for families.
Absolutely, yeah. So that'll be something to look forward to. Then you take January off, and then you come back in February.
Exactly. And February last season was our most successful program. You know, we've really seen that our February concert grow and grow in popularity. And that's because year after year, we started focusing on film music in February. Mm-hmm. And last year, we did the Star Wars universe, which was just a massive hit. And so building on that, we thought, wow, this is really going well, and we want to share some great adventures in film. So, yes, there will be some music from Star Wars and John Williams, but also we get to mix in all kinds of other stuff. So you'll hear music from Jurassic Park, Back to the Future, Indiana Jones, Captain America, Pirates of the Caribbean, Superman, How to Train Your Dragon. And then one of the things I'm most excited for is we're going to do a collection of songs from the James Bond films.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, you know, we've seen usually the tradition was when the film came out, whatever the hottest artists of that era were. So whether that's Nancy Sinatra or Shirley Bassey or Duran Duran or Madonna or Adele, like whoever the hottest people are of that time, that's who they get to sing these theme songs for the James Bond film. So we'll have a collection of those sung by a singer who come out and do For Your Eyes Only, Goldfinger, those kinds of different great, great James Bond films. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, wow. That's – oh, man. When you said James Bond, you had me right there.
It's such great music.
Yeah.
Really. Not
it
just
is.
That da-da-da-da.
Yes.
That famous thing. But it's just – all of them have really – whether it's Live and Let Die or, as I said, Goldfinger.
Oh, yeah,
like it's just a whole series of really View to a Kill, which was the Duran song, really great, great songs.
Absolutely. And talk about having something great, having a great evening coming up in March, huh?
Definitely. Yeah. You know, one of our favorite daughters here in Adrian is Leah Crescetto, and we really have seen her. You know, it's hard to explain to people because her career has just shot to the top of the opera world. She's just working with the greatest orchestras, greatest conductors in the world, as she's just built this career, really incredibly admirable. And we're so lucky to have her returning to town to do a recital with piano and a friend of hers, bass baritone. And the best part about this is we don't actually know what's going to be on it. Libby and I keep looking at each other like, it's going to be great, right? Leah says, it's going to be great. So she's going to do something where she takes some requests from the audience.
Oh, wow.
So people will be able to say, hey, I'd love to hear someone's interested. Like, great, we're going to do that now. And maybe she'll have like a wheel. She's done a thing where she has a wheel that they spin wherever it ends up on. We don't know if we can check the wheel on a plane. So that's where we're not quite sure if we're going to have the wheel or not. For sure. But definitely take some requests. And what Leah does so well is this combination of, you know, popular songs, Broadway songs, and classical. So the whole evening will be a little bit of everything and a chance for her to do some great duets with her bass baritone friend, Christian Parnell. And Purcell, sorry. And we're really excited about that program.
Time's running out really quickly here, so let's kind of highlight the final two.
Our last two programs, we have the big orchestral finales, always in April. Mm-hmm. And there'll be no exception with our doing just a piece that's going to bring the house down, quite literally. And David Kim is our guest artist, and he's the concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra. And then, you know, as we close our June program, we often save popular music for June, whether it's John Denver or the Carpenters or the Beach Boys. But this year we're going back a few years earlier to the swing era, which has done really, really well for us in June. So we're doing a big program, Swing into Summer, with a big band. Chance to dance should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And again, just a reminder that people should get their tickets right away.
Yes, and subscriptions are still available. Again, we have the All for One, where you get the whole season, pick five, or that intro package, four concerts at half price. So it's four concerts for the price of two for brand new subscribers who've not purchased a subscription before. Single tickets are available as well. So if one or two of these concerts sound of interest to you, check out the website, which is adriansymphony.org. Our office phone number for any questions is 517-264-3121. Box office opens before each concert, about an hour before the concert begins. So if it's a last-minute decision, we're there for you. We can get you your ticket. And you can always buy your tickets online anytime, 24 hours a day. I have a few folks to thank for making this season available to us and for making the ticket prices so affordable for our community. We want to thank the Michigan Arts and Cultural Council and the National Endowment for the Arts for season support, and also the Stubnitz Foundation for the guest artist support. And our title sponsor this season are our good friends at Planewave Technologies, so we thank them for their support. So all of this can be done with the support of these organizations and those around our community. We just are so grateful to be here playing this great music for everyone here.
And we are so thankful that we're able to hear such great music, too, with the Adrian Symphony Orchestra. Libby Watson, thank you so much for being with us here this time. We look forward to having you back to talk a little bit more with the individual concerts that are coming up, too.
Yeah, we'll be back soon.
Okay, very good. And Bruce, it's always it's great to see you, my friend, and we look forward to having you back to talk about in detail the first concert of the season.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.